Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How was New Crawford?
They're excited.
More about the Guardians or the Browns?
A little bit of both. More excited about the Browns, though, beating Green Bay, who's supposed to be this juggernaut, and they took him into a rock fight.
Yeah, that was the football one this week. You're just like, yeah, what happened in the NFL this week? Football. Probably that, and then the Panthers just smoking the Falcons as bad as they did.
Right. What about Tampa winning, right? Like, that was...
They beat the Jets. I was expecting that.
Yeah.
The way the Eagles won.
That game was a lot closer than it looked.
Yep. Yep. And then you got KC. It was KC Baltimore this week, right?
Yeah.
So someone's walking out of there 1-3. I mean, aside from a tie, which would be stupid. But, yeah, I don't know.
They're both really good.
I don't think like we could go into Pam, but it's been a hell of a – I mean, that's a hell of a start for Baltimore. Baltimore's had Detroit, Buffalo, and KC to start the season.
They can't stop. Nosebleed.
Yeah, but also, yeah, I mean, Chiefs have been looking constipated, dude.
We've been saying that for the last 2 years when the season starts. And now I always wonder, and I used to say this about Jimmy, right? When they say, oh, don't worry about playoff Jimmy. I say, one time you're going to summon playoff Jimmy, and Jimmy ain't going to be there. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, you know, Kansas City can always – they've always been able to say, oh, no, we'll get it together. And they've always ended up making deep runs. What is that time where they can't get it? How is that going to look? Right? Because so far, it just looks like a normal season for them. But here's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a position like Buffalo, right, where they were dominating their division. Now you have another team in the Chargers that look really good, and you don't have as easy of a pass through your division as you had before.
Yeah, I mean, I think they kind of squashed some of that when they won the year before last, just because they did the whole wild card route, because that was kind of like the last thing is, oh, could they do it not being the one seed? And they did.
Right.
You know, so
I'm not even saying like the one seed, because you only have one bye. So I understand. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about they haven't had any real competition in their division. And now maybe that
They had two playoff teams last year.
Okay.
You know, Broncos made it. Chargers made it. Like, Chargers look better. So, I mean, maybe this is their year to be more positioned to do it, but let's wait for the Chargers not to charge her. I mean, I believe in Jim Harbaugh, but the Chargers do.
Yeah, well, if you're going to say let's wait for the Chargers to charge her, then you got to say let's wait for Kansas City to Kansas City.
Yeah, but I think Kansas City's just like, I mean, the thing that is.
They don't
just,
look good. They just, don't look.
It's just, yeah, it's. Bleh, yeah.
But you know? we've said that before. Like I remember early on in the season, either last year or the year before, going, I think the run is up. And no.
But like, I don't think. Go ahead, Brittany.
Sorry. They don't have all their weapons. So I think that's a big part of it. So once they get back the Rushy Rices and the Xavier Worthies of the world, maybe we'll be having a different conversation about them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I just look, until you tell me in January that the Kansas City Chiefs are not in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
that's the only way will I think or believe that they're not competing for a championship.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think they've earned that benefit of the doubt.
Right. So 3 weeks in, like, yeah, it doesn't look the same, but we've said that. Oh, they look old. They get carried by their defense.
And I guess to your point on the division thing, and by the way, headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Price is falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen price like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. On the point of the division, like, if there's a team that can afford it more, I think it's Baltimore, because that North, I mean, respectfully to Cleveland, like, I don't.
There's no, you got it right.
Bengals, like, they're going to have time to get their record right.
Right. Which usually was the case. And this is the point I was making.
Mm-hmm.
This was the case of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Like, they started off slow, but everybody would say, don't worry, they'll win the division.
Right.
And be ready for the playoffs by the time the playoffs start.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is now that, and we don't know what to make of the Chargers, they look really good as of right now. But now, how's that going to look if they don't win their division? Forget where they're seeded. But if they don't even win the division.
Sounds good. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. On Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sharon. ToyotaofHollywood.com. This man's fighting for the UFC bantamweight title coming up next week at UFC 320. The Sandman, Corey Sandhagen, joining us here. Corey, how you doing, man? How's everything going for you? Yeah, I think we're having some video issues, they're saying. Let me see. He's saying it's going great, but not okay right now. Let's see. Maybe we can get him to reconnect, or we could try this through another means. I don't know. See if we can get him to bounce in and out. I don't know what's going on there though. Must be that. I wonder if he's Colorado with that that mountain Wi-Fi. It's all good, Corey. If it's not gonna work, we could try and do it another time down the road, dude. It's all good. I don't want to keep doing the tug of war thing on it.
Yeah, I have.
It's all good, buddy.
I had some good questions.
I did too. I was excited about this. I'm excited for his first title fight. Him versus Marab's a hell of a scrap, dude.
I'm always intrigued by the grappler versus the puncher, right? Because, like, I don't want to watch a fight where they're hugging each other. But if they don't do it that way, the grappler usually gets knocked out because he can't withstand that. So it's always an interesting dynamic between two, like, different styles of fighting, right? That's, like, that's what DC. DC was a grappler and like, yeah. And he just leaned on you. Not very interesting fights all the time though.
Man, I remember that rematch against John too, where like he was striking so good and then just boom, runs right into the head kick.
Oh my God.
Felt so terrible for him. But no, that's going to be a good fight. It's gonna be a good fight. But no, getting back to the conference, yeah, I think you're. I think that's the thing that you worry about with the Chiefs is like, all right, if they get off to a slow start, can they catch up with everybody if the Chargers keep rolling? Like, that's the thing that they got to worry about.
Because think about this. We've had these same type of conversations when New England was there, mm-hmm. right? They're like, oh, New England's starting off slow. Don't worry. They dominated their division for the last 10 years. Now we look at Buffalo. Ooh, Buffalo's gettable. Well, guess what? Once they get to
I got to look what the odds are right now to that, because Buffalo already had like the biggest gap as far as any division winners, but they got to be like, minus 800 to win the AFC East.
Right. But that's just it. So there's been teams. Who else? Philadelphia. Remember you did it with Philadelphia. Oh boy. They look bad. Fire the coach. End up winning the Super Bowl. So there's certain teams.
Oh my God. Do you want to know what Buffalo is right now to win the AFC
East? Minus 1200.
Minus 4,000. Minus 4,000.
Can we put a chili pepper on, just a little baby chili pepper on the Dolphins?
If you want, plus 7,500, sure. Why not? Yeah, why not? That's right up my alley.
Yeah. So I'm just, you know, we've heard these stories about certain teams in the division, but that's because all the teams we're talking about have had free reign over the mm-hmm. division. When it starts going sideways a little bit, it's not necessarily when they don't turn it around, but when somebody from inside their own division is pushing them and then that other team wins the division. Right? So, like, yeah, because keep in mind, even with division winner, I don't care where you see it, you get a home game. So
Chargers right now are minus 165, so they are the betting favorite to win the division.
That's only because they're leading and nobody else in division looks any good.
Slightly.
So, yeah, I'm curious to see that. Now, keep in mind, it's only week 3. And like you said, I'm going to sit back and wait for Chargers to Charger.
Right.
Right.
But it is Harbaugh. Like, I respect Harbaugh. I think that he can get things in line for sure.
What are we going to do about you know who might not – you know who might get a free pass and have the number one seed that nobody's paying attention to? Indy. Because division's garbage.
Garbage.
So you're going to have a team. What if they go 15-2 and everybody's going to think they're contenders? And part of the reason is because of their schedule, not because of how good they are.
Yeah, you can't deny it. And they've already beaten – I mean, they got a gift against the Broncos, but they did beat the Broncos with that stupid field goal thing.
Right. So, yeah.
But the other games, yeah, they've looked like an absolute juggernaut, and they can put up points. Shane Steichen.
So who would you say right now is the most competitive division? It has to be the AFC West, right? You got Kansas City, you got Denver, the Rams, Raiders.
Those are the ones those are the ones you really believe in, because, like, maybe the Jaguars. I mean, Houston looks a mess right now.
They got no protection. The quarterback's running for his life.
Yeah. Thank God I never put that bet down on Tennessee.
What about Washington? And in that division, you got Washington, Dallas, and the Eagles. But everybody's just going to say not the Eagles,
until further notice. Yeah. And then, and then you have the Giants doing their Hail Mary of like, ooh, Jackson Dart, you know?
Right. I can't think of any other conference.
The NFC
West is the Rams.
The NFC North is still a bear. Like Lions, Vikings.
Oh yeah,
and Packers, and the Bears look good last week. Like that's probably the best division.
They're going to be good. They're going to be good while not winning games, right?
The Bears.
That's I think at the end of the year we're going to see their record. And I think they played much better than that.
Probably.
Right. I think the team that I would say of the three teams that made it last year, I would say the Vikings might be the team out between, you know, Green Bay and Detroit.
I don't know, because like I don't know how serious the McCarthy thing is. Like if he comes back,
they boat raced somebody without him.
Yeah, they boat raced the Bengals.
Which, yeah.
You know, but right. No.
How serious is Pittsburgh? You know, in that division, are they going to push the Ravens? Or the Ravens are going to get a free pass. There's always a couple of teams that get like this free pass where they can just relax, play football, have fun, get ready for the playoffs and dominate.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh's had these two games where, like, you know, they had five, like the Patriots turned the ball over five times. They snuck away with one last week. Like, no apologies for it, but I don't know if they're better than Baltimore, even if their record.
No, they're not. They're not, but you're thinking, like, I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of there's three or four teams in three or four divisions that are going to get a free pass. And so the things that they're working on, they're not on that daily struggle trying to, you know, they're just making, we're just concentrating on us. And they get a whole season of doing that because they just running up through their division, you know. So those teams, like, you look at the Eagles. I don't care if it's game one or game 20, they're going to play football a certain way. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable with what they do. So those teams are teams that are going to be in the mix, right? Indy might get a free pass. Because do you see anybody in that division? I mean, right now the second best team in that division is Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in Jacksonville.
Right, exactly.
I don't believe it. Like, Houston get it together? I don't know. He looks pretty bad.
They look bad. They just look bad from that offensive line is horrible. Dude's running for his life. Like, come on.
We will take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back. Stobin and Leroy here with you. A little 15 minutes of game day uncensored for you, which is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Miami Dolphins getting set for the New York Jets. Malik Washington, he says he wants to see the Dolphins push the ball down the field a little bit more, Leroy. Here is what the second-year Swiss Army knife had to say.
Ways to push the ball down the field. Obviously, looking at how defenses are playing us and stuff, we got to get the run game going. I think that'll really help us. Finding guys underneath so that they now have to respect the underneath balls. And, you know, I think as we continue on and stuff, our offense is going to come together. We saw some points be put on the board versus the Bills. And, I mean, all you can ask for is growth. And so next game, we'll put up as many points as we need to win.
He's a delight. I like him. I like his energy. He's got that year two shine to him, Leroy. Right out of bushy tail. He's not sweating it too much yet.
He's got I'm finally a part of the offense on a consistent basis.
True.
Energy. Right? Like a year ago, would we be asking Malik Washington these questions?
Mm-mm.
Right.
So probably that's, not. That's, later in the season, maybe a little bit.
So that's where we are, which is a good thing. It's a good thing to have, you know, new contributors. Right, you can't consistently keep depending on the same guys year after year after year without injecting some new talent into that mix. And so now you went from Achan, Tyreek to Waddle. Now you add a Malik. Now you add Ollie Gordon. Like you keep adding the talent. However, we have yet to deal with the problem, and that's up front. So while we have all of these other things, right, you know, like I don't know what to make of Tua at this point. Like, I'm not one of them people that is so quick to say he sucks, right, as people are, because – you know, I understand that in the big picture, saying I'll just go get another one is not that easy.
I don't think that. I mean, like, look, I've never been a guy that said Tua sucks, but I can acknowledge he's not as good this year.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think that this is even close to his peak of where he's been.
Correct.
That's what concerns me.
I agree with that, and I agree with that. But there's a lot of people early on in the beginning of the season that we can, like, who had defense was going to be porous on their bingo card? Nobody. That was supposed to be your strength.
Yeah, but, like, at least I can understand, okay, they're basically just going to say Zach Sealer's the only threat up front. We're going to go with a bunch of young guys, and that's going to take time to cook a little bit. Mm-hmm. I kind of get this. You weren't here, but I was when you were talking to Jay Crawford, Brittany and I were talking about Minkah Fitzpatrick being like, hey, bro, are you here? Like, are we going to get the Minkah Fitzpatrick we all thought we were going to get? Or is he actually not as good Minkah Fitzpatrick as was feared?
Maybe that's why Pittsburgh let him go.
Well, that's the thing. Pittsburgh is never wrong about this stuff, are they? Like, when's the last time Pittsburgh got rid of a guy? Maybe I'm missing somebody, but when's the last time Pittsburgh got rid of a guy and that guy was as good, if not better, when they left?
We'll see this year with Pickens, right?
Pickens, yeah. But Pickens was a pain in the ass. Like, that's why, right? Yeah, but, like, it wasn't again, a talent thing.
But again, if he goes somewhere else and has, you know, success, that will be the last time I can think.
I don't know. I think that they're already seeing the repercussions of that because of his meltdown that he had on Sunday versus the Bears. You guys didn't see his meltdown on the sidelines?
No, I missed it. But it doesn't surprise me. Like, Pickens gets nuts. Like, that's what he does.
It was bad.
I ain't never had the energy to get that mad.
Never had
I've been mad. I've been mad.
You ever have a Kelsey?
No. Never slammed my helmet. Never, like, yeah. I mean, okay. Look, me personally, I think a lot of people do that to kind of make people think that they care more.
Show pony.
Right. Exactly. And so, if you have a mistake and you go on the sideline to slam your helmet, then people that think you really care.
I just, he's washed. What is he, 29? How old is Minkah Fitzpatrick?
He's not old.
He's not 30.
He's not 30, right?
Yeah.
Is that? Is it just that's it?
I
28.
Just,
he's 28 years old.
I think part of the problem is though, is he only cooks when the front, when the rush is going.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it's like a running back who has no yards rushing because there's no blocking up front.
Yeah, we've only seen our pass rushers get more pressure on the punters than they have the quarterbacks this year.
Right. Too much pressure.
Too much pressure. Hey, calm down, Matthew Judon and Zach Sealer.
Right. So from that standpoint, by the way, I tried to explain this Monday. Everybody please calm down with why is a starter in there for all punts that happen in between the 40s. Or if there's a short, you know, fourth and two or fourth and three, you have what is called safe punt. What safe punt is you have your regular defense in the game. So it's not just Zach Sealer. A lot of teams do this. It's called punt safe. You don't want a whole bunch of linebackers and running backs out there for your punt team to just say, oh, we got little guys, let's run it. So you go keep your defense out there.
Tell them to put the safety brakes on. Tell them to put the safety brakes on, dude. Enough of this already.
I know. But here's the other thing.
Twice in 3 weeks.
When you think you could get there, right? Yeah, there ain't no change in the mind.
We'll take a break. Play our favorite Wednesday game coming up.
Rats all for sheep
is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing well. Probably hear my landscaper.
Sure do. Yep. Sounds like a chainsaw. What, is he chopping down a tree or something?
No.
All right. Well, landscaper or not, we got to get to our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off our feet. Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
What do we have today, Jennifer?
We're going to start things off with Dak Prescott. How do we feel about him getting sacked by Micah Parsons this week? He says it's going to be painful.
Let me tell you something right now, dude. I'm not rats off a ship. That dude is getting sacked maybe multiple times by Micah Parsons this week. No doubt in my mind, you know that Micah Parsons is licking his chops and he's going to stare up to Jerry's box and he's just going to be like, I mean, it's going to be a spectacle, right? Like, this is not going to go well for the Dallas Cowboys. It feels like it's all been leading up to this.
You can do that with an average player, but you can't do it with one of the best at his position and then have him come in and think that it's not going to get ugly. However, I would say this, that if they turn around and ran the football against him, I would say he would say, see, I told you.
I told you you couldn't stop the run.
I told you.
I told you.
So there's that. My point. There's that. So it would be pretty weird if he's rushing the passer and they gash him for 200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he get a sack, it ain't going to matter.
Yeah. Well, so you're not rats off a ship? You think he's getting sacked?
He's getting sacked. It's a matter of how many.
Sunday night.
He's gonna be up there counting like LeBron. Not one, not two, not three. Yeah.
Jennifer, you're rats. So
you're not rats off the ship, right?
I'm not rats off the ship.
Okay. It's yeah, neither am I.
It's gonna happen.
These rats are really creepy.
Because the problem is
I love them so much.
You know what's gonna get Dak sacked?
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna even be his offensive line. It's not going to be Micah. You know who it's going to be? It's going to be Dallas's defense. Because if they can't stop Jordan Love and Green Bay, then them guys going to be down so many points, they're going to have to throw the football.
Right.
And if that happens, so don't be mad at your offensive line. Don't be mad at your play calls. If your defense can't stop Green Bay and you force them in a situation where you got to play keep up, that's who you need to blame.
Brittany, your rats?
They are not off the ship. Absolutely not. Especially after the Heat just came out and said, there will be no tribute video to him. Yeah, no. Because he's getting
what's
sacked.
The tribute? What tribute do we have to have?
Yeah, he's done for. Sorry, Dak.
Yeah, seriously. That's tough. What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, we spoke about this before, but Tom Brady says he wouldn't help the Raiders with broadcast duties because he feels he has a moral and ethical duty to the sport.
Oh,
my. He said what?
Moral and ethical duty to the sport.
Tom Brady and morals and ethics were in the same statement?
Duty. Yes.
Let me tell you something. I couldn't, my rats could not have enough scuba gear to get off of this ship, because if I ever hear morals, ethics, and Tom Brady in the same sentence, paragraph, verse, words, in the same neighborhood, in
the same space,
my rats will be doing cannonballs into the ocean, because this man is... This man's a suspended cheater, okay? A suspended cheater. The GOAT, yes, but also a cheat, okay? We can acknowledge. And I'm sitting here, and he's going to be on his high horse, Botoxed out of his mind, telling me about morals and ethics? Get the hell out of here, dude. Rats off a ship.
So, rats off a ship for... two reasons. One, the whole thing is sketchy in itself. You could have just as easily got out of it by saying, I think it's a conflict of interest. End of story. Right? That's it. You threw all this hyperbole in there about morals and all, like, you lost me. You too lost much. Me with that. Why we got to go so far to explain, you know, what the issue is. It's to say, conflict of interest. That's it. Move on. We not standing on our soapbox telling everybody, you know, because I live my life with a set of morals and ethics. And no, too much.
Yeah, that's what we've all looked at. That's what we've all looked at the Patriots with these last 20 years. It's just more. Hey, you know what they are? Morals and ethics between stealing film, deflating footballs, and happy endings. Morals and ethics. The New England Patriots.
Again.
What?
Not the.
What? Just cover the bases.
I wouldn't use those words. Like, you can't be in a situation where you were suspended for some shadiness.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the morals and
right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jennifer, your rats.
I saw this and I laughed. So it's obvious I'm brats off a ship because not moral and ethical duty to the sport.
Yeah. Please. I mean, did you hear him broadcast last year? It was basically a dude in a coma. Where were your ethics and duties then? It was like we were torturing you watching football.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little bit better this year. I mean, not much better, but a little better this year, because it's like, hey, somebody's like, hey, can you act like you give a rat's ass? You know, you're getting paid $375 million. Could you watch a football game with a little bit of care this year, Tom? He goes, all right, I guess. Brittany, your rats?
They're so off the ship. He,
rats,
like,
rats off the ship.
Yes, when I think of Tom Brady, I really think of somebody who is a moral compass, who I really is a model citizen. Like, get out of my face,
too much.
Tom. Get out of my face.
You could have got away with just saying it was a conflict of interest, not put yourself on the soapbox like you've always carried yourself with utmost of, you
Come
know.
Come on, Leroy. If he didn't, he wouldn't have a beautiful statue, wouldn't he?
He was getting that statue. You know why he was getting that statue? Because it was either him or Bill. Once somebody was getting a statue, because somebody had to take responsibility for all them Super Bowls. I wouldn't be surprised if Bill gets one too.
I think he is getting a statue. I think he said once he's retired, I think he is getting a statue. I hope they make it of him giving his girlfriend uppies.
I was getting ready to say, I hope they put it. Is she going to be standing next to him? And
oh,
they go,
yeah.
Why is she in the pit? She wouldn't leave.
She wouldn't leave.
In a director's chair, like, fix the pose, Bill.
Bill, can we have the sculptors here. We need her to move.
The thing that's amazing to me is as long as I've known this man, mm-hmm. right? And everybody thinks she's directing him. No, she's not.
I don't know,
dude. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, dude.
You don't lose that stuff.
I don't know, dude.
That guy, he has control. I just, from what I know of him, like that, in fact, that's what got him out of New England. He didn't want to give up none of that stuff. So.
Yeah, that and also making Matt Patricia your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, wasn't he coach, like, you think the players on the team were like, didn't he coach linebackers last year?
I don't know. Number three?
This one might excite you.
Oh,
a little
my
bit.
Goodness. I can already tell you got the face. Go ahead.
How do you feel about a Randy Macho Man Savage biopic?
Who's going to be
produced by Kenan Thompson.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm not rats off a ship. I can't wait. Slim Jims, him versus and Miss Elizabeth. I mean, who's not going to love watching a story about the Macho Man? I love wrestling. Wrestling biopics or whatever the hell they call it. What?
If you're not saying wrestling, you ain't saying it right.
Wrestling.
All that being said, rats off a ship.
Why?
Rats off a ship.
Because it's like a show.
What is the show?
Like, me watching a Randy Savage biopic would be the same as watching a Full House reunion, right? It's just
like, how is that not a good thing either? Like, I'm failing to see that.
I don't know,
but like you, but wrestlers have fascinating lives. Like, you
no, they do. Right? I think the most fascinating thing about what they do is what they had to go through to be able to do that at that level, right? But not interested. No.
Wow.
I'm not. I've never.
He was a professional athlete. He was a
pro, I watched
he was a
it
baseball
as,
player.
Huh?
You know, he was a professional athlete. He was a pro baseball player.
Okay. Okay, so if they did a thing about his baseball, I'd be more interested.
Get out of here, dude. No, you wouldn't. Why did you just lie to all of us?
Your face gave it away, also.
He's like, I appeared to be a boxed in.
Hey, could you let it cool off a little bit?
You know what? Minus one for deception, Leroy.
Minus Wait. One.
Wait, he didn't even let it. Could you let it? He goes, absolutely not. No,
let's just say things like that.
He said, mm-mm.
And if it's a biopic about his life, it's probably going to include the fact that he was a baseball player, Leroy. So.
You think?
Yeah. It's a biopic, yeah. Of course.
I don't think, I think my interest in wrestling left when I went to college. Because when you get to college, you ain't sitting around the TV to watch wrestling. You know what I mean? And then that's right around the time where it started doing pay-per-views, right? Or was that later on?
Yeah, pay-per-views, yeah. Pay-per-views were like a thing, like, yeah, once like and, the once WrestleMania, all that. That was like how, when it all got big.
Right.
And then they started doing it like every month.
Right. And so, says the 104-year-old watching Super here. That's a movie, though.
This is a movie.
They ain't trying to sell, like.
Do you like?
You can't even say that because you also watch the ones on Disney Plus that are shows.
I do, like, but I'm saying, but wrestling, they try to make it real. It's not. And try telling somebody who's into wrestling, you know, it's fake, right?
Did you see The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
No.
Good movie.
I heard it was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Didn't he win an Academy Award?
He won the Academy Award, I believe. He did for Best Actor, and then
He had more work done than some of these supermodels.
I also watched I think it's The Iron Claw with Zac Efron.
Oh yeah, was that good?
Only
was
if so you good. Only if you just want to jump into a pool of sadness, because it's the most depressing movie I've ever seen in my life.
Is it depressing like Million Dollar Baby?
More.
It's so sad. It makes so sad.
I started watching it and I turned it off within like maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's about this wrestling family. I don't want to spoil it, but
I'm not going to watch it.
Do you want to know something? It's so depressing. They had to make the real life story. They had to make the movie less depressing than the real life story. That's really? How bad it was. Yeah, it's crazy. It was crazy. Great movie, but you're going to go and you're going to feel terrible afterwards.
Okay. Right. It's a good thing I didn't watch it.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, Jennifer, your rats. Randy Macho Man Savage?
I'm not rats off the ship now.
All
right. I'm the only one who's off the boat now?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Brittany?
I'm rats off a ship because not in solidarity with Leroy, but only because I have no idea who that man is.
Too much!
The fact that he's so shocked, but
right, but he won't
so
even watch the movie.
I'm rats off the ship, but I know who that is.
I have no idea. I couldn't.
You know the. Nope. You remember the commercial? Slap into a Slim Jim. No.
This is just.
I know what a Slim Jim is.
You know Marlon's Macho Man.
Who?
Marlon's Macho Man.
No.
Who vetted this woman? What? Lynn!
I don't know if this segment is over.
This is what the younger generation has come to. I bet if I was an F1 driver, she would know who I was, but she has no idea. Let me tell you a little something. I celebrate the greatest baseball team of all time, who nobody has gotten a hold of. As the season is not done yet, I have not been pinned 1-2-3. We're taking on the Phils tonight. We're going out there. We got Ryan Stormy with this year going up against that red bastard Jesus Lazaro. Oh no. And you have the audacity, may I say, the audacity to say you don't know who I am. I don't know who you are.
Hey,
I really don't have any idea what's going on.
You know what's funny? He couldn't find the button.
He was
look around.
He's really struggling.
I'm struggling.
Hey.
Oh no, my painting's falling down.
Hey.
Crooked.
Hey. Can you know? Wait. Can I just say this? Brittany.
Yes.
Do you know? So we went to a baseball game one time, right? And they said, Tobin, bring your Macho Marlins man stuff.
Yep.
We're going to have you do some stuff. They had him working the whole game, working the whole crowd in this outfit. So everybody knows who Macho Marlins man is, except, wow. Well, if you don't know who Randy Savage is, Macho Marlins man, just not gonna get to you.
Yeah, it just hurts.
It hurts, right? Hurts.
That's
somebody
all
so close
I'm,
to
I'm
the
not
show.
I'm mad. I'm just disappointed. You know?
Yeah.
All right, Riley, let's get some victory, Slim Jims. Yeah.
It's the peak of my professional career.
Icon, okay.
Hey,
that's the best you've ever seen.
Hey, that's not the worst part. He goes, so when we go and see him, right? He goes, dude, I thought I was just doing one little bit. I'm working the crowd for the whole
dude, they had me working harder than Billy the Marlin.
Yeah.
Didn't even get to watch the game.
Oh wait.
It was
let's
very
not, let's not talk about
everywhere.
Marlon's Macho Man jumped in the pool.
Oh, that did happen.
Clevelander.
So there's like,
I just wish like the best part about this is I have no clarity on who any. I still have no clarity.
She's
on
never
anybody.
Heard of Randy Macho Man Savage. That's crazy.
I can't believe you haven't seen the Slim Jim commercial. With
did your father like wrestling?
No, he was not into wrestling, and neither was my brother.
Ask him if he knows who Randy. Even he has to know in pop culture who the Macho Man is.
Okay, I'll ask him on the break.
Yeah.
Has to. Wow. Crazy. I'm a little shook right
this
now.
Like, wow. Like,
okay, but what year was he popular in? Okay, like, give me a little bit of a
forever?
Chance here. Okay.
Forever. Yeah.
Forever.
Hey, hey.
All right.
So, Brittany, this, I mean, we need to go to break so we can regroup. This is like a shock to the show.
It's tough. It's tough.
Like, wow.
Like, have you ever had a Slim Jim?
Of course I've had a Slim Jim.
So you've never seen the Slim Jim commercial with the wrestler?
You've never seen snap into a Slim Jim?
Truly, I've never seen that. I don't even think I've ever seen a Slim Jim commercial. I didn't even know they made commercials for Slim Jims.
Have you ever bought a Slim Jim and seen like, hey, who's that guy on the Slim Jim?
I've never correlated Slim. I love Slim Jims. I've never correlated Slim Jims with a man.
The Slim Jim, not the wrap packaging.
Let me just get this straight. You love Slim Jims.
I do.
You don't, but you don't know who the most famous Slim Jim spokesperson of all time is?
No idea. I do not correlate Slim Jims with a man.
Do you
like,
realize,
I don't.
But you like, that'd be like you not knowing who Ken Dorsey is. Like, it's just strange. Like, even if he played when you were a wee lass, like, you still know who he is.
Of course I know who he is.
It's very strange to me. I need to.
And I'm not lying. Everybody's saying
way,
I'm a liar. I'm
way,
not a liar. I swear.
By the way. Randy Savage is more famous than him.
Ken Dorsey?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay, but you also I'm have to understand saying, the sample like, size here. Like, I'm a huge Canes fan. There's a lot that goes into
it. But you also claim to be a big Slim Jim fan.
Yeah, I like Slim Jims, but I've never correlated the two. I'm so sorry.
Who is like, man, this is crazy. I got to gather ourselves.
Brittany, you really hurt us.
So sorry. I will come back next segment.
Like,
okay?
Even look at Jennifer just staring at the screen. She's like in shock.
I'm really interested.
It just remains. I'll remain silent for the rest of the show.
It's fantastic right now.
Oh my god! Even Vlad's
Vlad shook.
Everybody's just... You have hurt everybody who has participated in this show by saying those words.
I'm Ooh, so Vlad's sorry.
Kicking you out, apparently.
I'm God, okay. Yeah, apparently I'm fired. All right.
We'll Sorry. Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.